Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and a warm welcome to the Shackles Are Off podcast. I hope that you enjoyed our podcast with the Spin Twins, the Taunton Twizzlers that we put out earlier on this week. And if you've not heard it and you're thinking what you want about, do go back and have a listen to it, or indeed have a watch of it as well, because we're putting all our podcasts at the moment on YouTube so you can see how the magic happens, which is, well, great. And also loads of other stuff happening on the YouTube channel as well over the next few weeks. So keep your eyes peeled for that. In the meantime, though, I think we're just going to put a little podcast out, just the three of us three cricket experts,
just the three of us.
That's it. We might even put that as the jingle at the start of this podcast. How's that?
A bit awkward. Three's a crowd, isn't it?
Three's a crowd. Well, feel free to get in.
No comment, Brooksy. No comment.
I'm definitely the odd one out with you, Charlie.
No, don't be
silly. You partially make this a cricket podcast.
Partially.
Yeah, you bring a little bit of knowledge, so it's
very hanging on by a thread if you're using me, yeah.
That's fine, a thread's good enough. A thread is good enough. So England versus India, that starts tomorrow when we put this out, but depending on when you listen to it, it might already be underway. It's going to be a great series. England high on confidence. Rooty about to play his 100th test, which is remarkable.
Incredible.
I mean, we can't get our heads around that. I mean, Brooks, you've known Rooty a long time, and you and I have known him a long time as well, Millard. But, I mean, 100 test matches is ridiculous, isn't it, if you actually think about it? And, it really does make him a legend of the game if he wasn't already. In fact, he's reaching that. And he's been an outstanding captain, high on confidence. Look, you know when you were playing with Joe years ago at Yorkshire, obviously you knew he was a talented player, Brooksy, but did you think, he's got 100 test matches in him?
It's mad, isn't it? I, same as probably a lot of my teammates and the coaching staff, knew that he was very good and he had the mentality to be an international cricketer. How good an international cricketer, you don't really know. You don't want to put a lid on anyone, but him to kick on and be one of the world's top batters for however many years, he's probably been that sort of top five he's talked about for a long time. He's obviously clicked into a few gears this year already with his massive scores in Sri Lanka. And the way he's been leading the England team, sort of hopefully he can take this team on to a new level. It's never easy, is it? But I think he's done a pretty good job for someone that probably leadership never really came naturally to him when he was younger. He sort of had to grow and sort of bring on the role himself. But he's taken to it pretty well. And you can see it's very much his team now, can't you?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah.
Millard, obviously, I mean, watching him, it's just great, isn't it? And, you know, we obviously, it's no secret that we know him a little bit from Sheffield. And just outstanding. And he's become, you know, from a Barmy Army perspective as well, I mean, just like adore him, really, for everything he's done. And, you know, the Ashes as well. It'd just be so nice if you could pick an Ashes win up next year.
Yeah, that's another question, isn't it? The Ashes next year with fans and without fans, that whole toss and turn. We're going to have a year of turmoil, I think, where we don't know if we're going or we're not. But aside from that, Rooty as a leader and as a England Test cricketer is just blows my mind every time I watch him. He seems to just get better and better, like a fine wine. Like Jimmy is the fine wine at the minute, but I think in 5 years, if Rooty's still playing Test cricket, he's got every chance of beating Cookie and then Tendulkar as well. So who knows what might be possible for Rooty? But I can remember the first Test match he played in India, and he did very well that day. But to think that was however many years ago, and we'd be sat here talking about him being the Test captain, talking about him taking on the likes of Sir Alistair Cook and Gooch and the people that have scored so many runs for England is very special. And obviously it's great that we are a little bit pally with him, but just as an England fan as well, to have someone leading a team who is just in such fine fettle going into such a busy year of cricket, it's very exciting. On all accounts, it's a very exciting time for English cricket. Let's just hope we can actually watch him in person next year rather than behind a telly.
Yeah, just a bit. Well, he's just as good on telly as he's in person, to be fair.
Yeah, he is, but one of my questions that I want to know, I want a statistician to find out, is he England's best ever tosser? I think he could be.
I think he could be. You know what? Didn't he win his first 10 tosses in a row or something like that?
I wonder where you're going with that then, because...
he has got the record for being the best tosser. The most tosses in a row.
Say no more, Chris. Say no more, mate.
Yeah.
No, we need a stato. Any statos listening, can you let us know if Rooty is the England's best ever toss-winning captain? Yeah. So I think that's a great stat if it is.
Sounds like you're pretty clued up with your toss knowledge.
I know, he is, isn't he? Millard, the toss sort of stats, man.
No comment.
Well, absolutely love it. Brooks, we've got a quiz coming up from you in just a moment. This India series, look, England high on confidence. And we spoke to Don Bess and Leach. It was really important that they had a fantastic Sri Lanka series. And they did. Brooksy, they've got to be absolutely like full on confidence going into about as full on confidence as they both possibly could have been going into this India series. And you know them both pretty well. It was great to hear from them earlier on this week. But they are, I mean, what a start. What a start to the year. And especially when they've got, you know, a few days in the dirt, basically, coming up in India. You know them well. What are they going to be feeling? They're going to be sort of licking their lips, aren't they?
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Especially when... you know, England have played a reasonable amount of cricket the last sort of 12 months, I suppose. But Leachy has hardly played at all any cricket. He played two games for Somerset at the back end of the year. Bessie obviously played the Test matches last summer. But to go out into Sri Lanka's backyard, and it doesn't matter if they're not the team they were, but they're still going to be tough on their own patch. But to go out there and turn them over and for those boys to play a big part, there's always a lot of pressure on them. And I think it's really important for them to go into that India series with confidence. And I've spoken to them both about it sort of privately as well, with how important it was to get wickets and results, because it's just going to boost their confidence. Like Leachy just needs to bowl overs, basically. So that Sri Lanka series was always going to be a bit of a warm-up act, but they needed to go sort of finish that series with confidence. And I'm pleased for them both, really. They're both good pals of mine. And you know, they're both big characters and sort of Barmy Army favourites as well, aren't they? So I'm pleased as possible for them both, and that India series is going to be real. Like, there's no bones about it. It's going to be tough, not just on them, but on everyone in that team.
Yeah.
So they need some guys on form, and they need the sort of big players to stand up as well. But I'm really looking forward to watching it.
Can't wait. It's going to be really good. Brooks, so you've got a quiz. We're trying to think of a name for the quiz as well, because it's becoming a bit of a regular feature on the podcast. You'd coined a bit of a name for it yourself, which actually I can't really argue with. What was it? The Ferret Five.
Ferret Five, mate. Yeah, it's just a bit of alliteration, because it's only a short one, isn't it? Five questions. We stick to a formula.
Is that why you got the five?
Yeah, it'd be weird if it was six questions, wouldn't it?
Yeah, okay.
I can't count higher than five as well.
Unless you're taking more than a five for then.
Correct.
So it comes very naturally to you.
I'll still struggle if it's not on one hand, mate. Then I'll struggle.
Brooksy, fire away with the Ferret Five then. I love it.
Okay, are you ready?
It's 1-1, by the way, in the series, I think.
It is. It's 1-1 between you two. Okay, first question. What is the name of Dan Lawrence's wrestling brother? Ooh. Is it A, Harry Payne? B, David Reckham?
B, David Reckham.
Or C, Crouch Potato?
B.
I think A.
It's David Reckham.
Is it? Did you know that, Millard?
I did see that somewhere on social media during the last test match.
Nice, fair.
How good is it that is Dan Lawrence's younger brother is like a wannabe professional wrestler and he wrestles for a company in London, I think.
Incredible. It's good so story. Essex.
He's very Essex, that, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, 1-0 Millard. Just off the back of the Sri Lanka series, how many balls did Joe Root face combined in those two test matches?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Was it A, 609, B, 649, or C, 689 balls?
I'm going to go big. 689, C. Ballsy.
I would have done, but we'll go...
Oh, here we go. I would have done. Cover your back, journalist.
You know, it's got to have an insurance policy.
Shocking.
We'll go B, Brooksy, for me.
But I'm guessing you might have gone A if you were feeling a bit different. Yeah. Right?
If you'd have gone B, I don't know what I'd have done, to be honest, my lad.
The answer is B, 649.
Yes, thank you so much. 1-1.
Question three. When England last played at Chennai in 2016, who top scored with 146 for England in the first innings? Was it Alistair Cook, Joe Root, or Moeen Ali?
I'm going to go B, Joe Root.
I think it's Alistair Cook.
Sir Alistair, please, James.
Okay, Sir Alistair.
Well, you're both wrong.
It's Mo.
Was it Big Mo?
Magic Mo. Still 1-1. In the same match, who scored a treble ton for India in their score of 759-7? Who, by the way, England fielded 190.4 overs in that game. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, isn't it? Oh, my word. I think... Go on. In fact, give us the options first.
Yeah, was it KL Rahul? Was it Chateshwar Pujara? Or was it Karan Nair?
Pujara.
Karan Nair sounds like a... I don't know. Sounds like a female.
Karan.
who was the other option?
KL Rahul.
Oh, Rahul. All day long.
No, well, you're both wrong again. It was actually Karan Nair.
Is it Karan? Oh, yeah, well done, Karan.
Gather with 303. Your memory of that game is obviously quite poor, but we've one more question on it, and it's 1-1 going into the final question. Who opened the bowling for England with Stuart Broad in that game? Was it Jimmy Anderson, Mark Wood, or Jake Ball?
Jake Ball.
Jimmy Anderson.
It was Jake Ball.
Well done, Millard. Well done, son.
Cheers.
You noticed that he jumped in with the first answer quite a lot there, didn't he?
Yeah, I know. It's all right. It's fine. It's a hollow victory, of course, because of that, but that's fine.
Gives Greggy an insurance policy, doesn't it? Oh, I would have gone that bit. Millard went for that.
And that's Ferrets 5 for this week.
Well done. Thanks for Ferrets 5, Brooksy. That was an outstanding quiz, but not as good as it could have been because Millard won. So,
What's the prize, Brooksy, and when is it announced? Because we need to play for something. Carl Hooper?
The loser could do a forfeit, couldn't they? The loser has to wear the opposite Sheffield shirt for a day or something.
Oh, yeah, I kind of like that.
I really dislike that, but I'm leading, so I'll take that.
I was going to say, you're winning. You want to be sort of milking it here.
You are the quiz man, though. So for all the listeners listening, James Gregg is that fella that if he's got a night off, he would go to the pub quiz on his own and sit in a corner and just recycle some old knowledge, have 4 to 5 pints of Guinness and then get chatting to the locals in there. He's definitely like 26 going
Greggy.
On 46.
I've bumped into Greggy in Headingley on a quiz night. Do you remember the box?
Yeah.
Yes, very well.
In Headingley. They used to do a quiz night on, was it Mondays or whatever it was? I don't know if you were still at uni at the time, Greggy, but I remember going in there once for a few drinks and it was quiz night, I didn't realise. But you were at sat at a table with your missus and a few friends doing quiz night.
Yeah, of course I was.
Sounds like Greggy.
Yeah, love a quiz.
Drinking Guinness like an absolute legend.
Yeah, I'm also... Guinness is a great drink. And also, when Millard said 4 to 5, that was 4 to 5 and not 45 pints of Guinness.
Has been known.
It has. You're right. Okay, right. Is that everything? I feel like that is everything. Also, got to remember just to mention this. So we did in the Sri Lanka series, did a highest run scorer and highest wicket taker combo. You got to get the number bang on. There was loads of guesses. We had like 250, 300 entries or something daft. Not one person predicted that Rooty was going to get over 400 runs. There was a lot of people who predicted that Don Best was going to get 12 wickets, myself included. But unfortunately, we all undersold ourselves a little bit on Rooty. So remember, to get in touch with those, you can just comment on our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, send them in, email at info@barmyarmy.com. And Chris, you've got a idea on for basically the prize, and it was to give 2 tickets away whenever England are next, you know, available.
Well, if you recall, it was like the lottery. Those tickets will be rolled over for this series. So no one won the 2 tickets, so we've upped it to 4 tickets for a test match of the winner's choice. Subject to availability, of course, but we still have some availability at Trent Bridge, at Edgbaston, and a few of the grounds around the country. So get in the comments, get in the likes, and let us know who you think will A, be the top run scorer for the India series, and B, be the top wicket taker. Who's going first out of us three? Because you've got to be in it to win it.
I don't mind going first.
Okay, big dog.
Okay. I'm going to go, because he's back, and I don't want to go Rooty because it could be quite an obvious one, but I want to go Stokes, big series. I know he's not played any tests for a little while, but extended rest. He could come out firing. I reckon he could score 492 runs.
Wow.
And the top wicket taker, I'm going to stick with my man from Somerset, the Taunton Twizzler, Leach. I reckon he's going to get 20.
Nice.
So, 20 sorry, it was Stokes was how many?
492, was it?
492. And Leachy, 20. Okay.
Cool. I'll go.
I was tempted to go Anderson, but I don't know if he'll play all the games.
That's the thing, isn't it? You've got to factor some of these in, really. I'm going to go just got to stick with Don Best. Did me well last time. Love his energy, love his enthusiasm. Also seemed to bowl really nicely. I'm going to go Don Best with 22 poles, and batting it's going to be Rooty, just purely coming off the Sri Lanka series, red hot form. And I think he's going to score 612 runs.
Woo!
Yeah, huh?
High scoring series, then.
Yeah, damn right.
I am going to go for leading run scorer is going to be Joe Root with 638. And another caveat, Rooty for Sports Personality of the Year, following on from this. But top wicket taker. Oh, it's tough, isn't it? I'm going to go Stuart Broad with 19 wickets.
Good.
Because I think they'll vary the spinners.
Yeah, good.
So I'm not sure. Well, who knows?
Who knows?
They're going to vary the seam attack as they already have done. Oh, no.
Well, you've said it now,
mate. You've got to stick with it. You never know.
It
might come true. Who knows? That's about it from this podcast. It's our preview podcast, and we hope that you enjoy watching the series as well. Just get in touch, engage with us as much as possible. Tell your friends about the podcast, and you know, if you're bored and you're sort of getting up in the middle of the night to watch England, and you think, oh, I could do with a bit of a cricket fix, just go back. We've got a big, long list of podcast that we've done so many over the last 12 months, and there's definitely something in there for everyone. So get yourself stuck in. Remember to get your
Greggy, just to mention before you cut us off, we do want to hear more songs. We're not in the grounds. No one's in the grounds. We want to know what songs you're coming up with for Dan Lawrence, any new ones for Leachy, even a new one for Jimmy Stokesy. Stokey Cokey, it's not great, is it? So we need a new one for Stokesy as well, and he's our main man. So please, if you're coming up with a song, we love to hear your songs. get them on social media, info at, video your mate singing it, video whoever you're in your house with, and send it in, and we'll give you a shout out on the podcast or on social media. We just want to hear from you.
Love it. Absolutely. Yeah, get stuck in. We want to hear from you. So that's about it. Good luck to England in the India podcast, in the India series, not the podcast. That would be
India podcast.
Good luck, lads, on the pod.
Yeah, good luck, boys. Good luck, boy. Oh, dear. Good luck to England. And yeah, we'll talk again soon on the Shackles Are Off podcast.
See ya.
Podcast Network.